The water season is getting off to a slow start in Utah, but there are signs that a strong El Nino is getting rolling. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Salt Lake City tomato plants are normally killed in a hard freeze by Halloween, but this October was the warmest on record at an average 60.5 degrees. Flip-flops were comfortable for trick-or-treating, and tomatoes even survived the holiday. Last month's precipitation was 78% of average. October's warm, dry weather left reservoirs about half full. Randy Julander tracks climate for the Federal Natural Resources Conservation Service, and he says a few rainy periods protected stored water.
We got fished out of the fire back into the frying pan by May precipitation. It was phenomenal.
Julander says it looks like the strong El Nino weather pattern might already be showing up in Utah. Southern Utah, from St. George to Moab, has been unusually wet. Meanwhile, northern parts of the state received just over half of normal rain so far. Julander says the storms just haven't come yet.
We would rather see scoring early and often with lots of storms, as all the water people would like to see and the skiers would like to see, but we'll just have to kind of sit back and play that waiting game for now.
The National Weather Service is forecasting storms next week for much of Utah. Judy Fays, KUER News.